Yes, a very good afternoon, wherever you're finding yourself from. And welcome to the Business and Economic segment with Kaveve Themburuka.
And David Shombe. Yeah, good afternoon, good evening to our dear listeners. And we are happy to be here today. Yeah, welcome back to the Business and Economic segment. Business and Economic segment is a platform where we discuss national and international issues, especially regarding the economy, regarding government policies. Yeah, and we talk about various issues, especially those which are based on Namibia economic development. We look at the areas of entrepreneurship, we look at areas of investment. And yeah, and the platform where we call, you know, different, you know, can be scholars, can be policymakers, can be business person, can be all the interested, you know, individuals who are interested in the future, in the current and the future of Namibia, especially when it's coming to, you know, economic development of the country. Yeah, we also connect those who understand economic matters and those who are willing to, you know, are willing to learn. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. And yes. For today's topic, just to jump right into it, we're going to be discussing the concept of, you know, who owns Namibia.
Yeah.
Because as you drive around the country, you can see that from the various street names, you know, they carry this colonial weight to them, and the architecture or even the town names, really.
Yeah.
There are still things that exist that are still in place, you know, that are named or that operate according to the colonial rule that used to lead us back in the day.
Yeah.
So I guess really the question on the table is, has Namibia truly broken free from its colonial bondage? You know, 35 years later, we've now gained our independence for 35 years.
Yeah.
But then it seems as though we are still stuck. We are still under this colonial bondage, maybe not by law, but then by mindset.
Yeah.
It still exists and it's still there. So we're just trying to unpack really what that means and how can we truly, you know, educate our future generations about the importance of independence. And considering also the current economic structures that are in place, how do we truly achieve our land back and gain back our land to say, you know, we have developed and this is where we are heading?
Yeah. Our land.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Kave, especially when you talk about who owns Namibia and where are we after 35 years of independence, maybe the question that you ask, how did we start our independence and what were we fighting for?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because the first place, why were you fighting? You were fighting because you realized that things are not right. You realized that there is somebody who come from outside and took your land, for example, or started dominating all the strategic areas of the economy. Then you say, no, but we have been here for a very long time, and this is not fair. Let me go and fight and gain back the independence.
Yeah.
Now the independence have different definition. There is a political independence where you can have, you know, you can have your rights, you can right to vote, right to elect a president, and then you have the main independence, which is the main independence, I think, and it's also the factor of why people went and fight.
Mm-mm.
Is the economic independence.
Yeah,
people went because they don't have resources, or the resources are not utilized to their advantage, or maybe to the, what they used to call it, the masses those days, to say no, it was not for the benefit of the masses. Now, okay, you went to war, you went to fight, then you spend around 30 years in the bush, it's a very good recognition to say you went to fight.
Mm.
But why did you have to abandon why do you have to abandon the main cause of the fight after you gain your independence?
Mm-mm.
Because had it been that we reach what we wanted, it could be that by now things are very what? They are already in order. Because just maybe let's start before we go to the naming of streets, towns, and other things. Let's start who own the resources, and who is calling the shots? Because when you say who is the boss, because it's always it's a very sensitive topic. That's why a lot of people, when they talk about Namibia economic resources, some of them, they can have very good ideas, but they will not come there. You're not come there because they know who own the resources.
Yeah.
Yeah, who own the resources and who own the land.
Mm.
Yeah, because, oh, you know, it's a loaded topic. it's a loaded topic, but if we have to go first to the case of land, it's called arable land or whatever they call it in agriculture, that fertile land that you can use. Yeah, because when people come from exile, you know, they form a constitution, then you want independence, people went back to the same office and suit, they wear the suit and all those things. There was a case now of land.
Yeah.
To say, how do we give land back to the people, to the main owner? Then the question was also, now, who is not the owner? Because now you have people who were born in Namibia, let me say, a descendant of a German or a descendant of a South African white man.
Yeah.
Yeah, who is now a kid who don't have, yes, he's privileged, but he was not part of the people who were doing these laws.
But I think that's where it differs now, because for a person who was just born in Namibia, and you know, maybe the land that they have, they acquired it maybe through, they bought it to some sense. That's different from a person who inherited land from their colonial ancestors.
Yeah.
And, you know, people who have colonized the country, and because of their oppression and their power at the time, they were able to have access to these great lands.
But you know that, Kaveh, in terms of the law, Namibian law, you have the same right as somebody who was born and inherited land. And we are all Namibians. That's what the law is saying.
Mm-hmm.
But we are disadvantaged because of where we find ourselves in the side of history. Then the government said, no, let's do this thing of wedding buyer, wedding seller.
Mm-mm.
That process did not work. Who was willing to sell to who?
Yeah.
It did not work.
Yeah, they put it on a voluntary basis.
Yeah, it's on a voluntary basis, and you have to sell it to the government. Then the government fairly distributed to the people. And it did not work.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what is very interesting is that just, around 13 years after that conference to say, no, let's come with this process. There's one guy, man, who did a study on this policy of willing buyer, willing seller. He did a study on what's the name again? Yeah, I think now he's an old man. It's Levi Afeni. He did the. I think you can access the. It's a very interesting thesis. He did a master in public administration, but he was focusing on critical issues on land. Then he realized that no, this thing of willing buyer, willing seller is not working. Then after so many years, in 2018, now is where the government is saying, no, we tried our best. And I think, no, we need to abolish this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why now I think those who know and understand how things came about, they'll be able to direct us on how we can utilize the resources fairly and equally. Because you can't talk about economic development without land.
Yeah.
And that is a critical issue. And that is the issue where people, a lot of people don't want to go there because they know they have different views. But it's a very critical issue. Because the moment you have land, do you know, Kaveh, why we have most of the differences, especially in terms of Namibian political parties, South African political parties? It's on land.
Yeah.
It's just land. Yeah, it's just an issue of land. It's just an issue of resources.
Yeah.
But other than that, most of the people would be on the same page. Yeah.
And I think we also have a problem when it comes to land with, you know, when you talk about people who are considered the elite or the rich, the investors that are closer to these resources.
Yeah.
We have a problem with, you know, saying, because in Africa or in Namibia per se, we have this thing where we don't view land as a personal thing.
Yeah.
The indigenous groups more or less view it as a thing that belongs to everybody, as a resource that should be distributed equally amongst everybody.
Yeah.
So now when you have that kind of mindset where you're like, it belongs to everyone, but then on the other hand, you have people who, you know, they want to commercialize this thing and they want to enrich themselves off of this thing. So we're going to have a clashing mindsets there, because on one hand you have people who, you know, they want to buy it for commercial purpose.
Yeah.
So of course the government is tempted, you know, to give in to investors as a way of developing the country.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you also have people who are, you know, they are saying the land is theirs because it is and it belongs to everybody. But then how do you now balance that where you want to, you know, use the land as a way to bring about business into the country, but then also you have to be fair to everybody?
I think people just need to do another assessment and evaluation. And I think land conference was supposed to be I'm not really into this thing of conference and what, but there was just supposed to be an evaluation every year to say, where are we? Because you can't just save resolutions and you are done. And some of the resolutions are not even being taken seriously. People are focusing on other issues. We are not focusing on green hydrogen. We are focusing on oil and what? Oil and gas. We are focusing on other new development, but we forget that the only person who can drive the economy. Kave, if me and you had farms, we wouldn't be here. We would be maybe dealing with international trade. We want to trade our products to South Africa or other countries in the world. If we just had access to the what? Arable land. Not this land that you can keep 20 cattle. Kave, if you travel Namibia, you understand that Namibia is a very beautiful country. And you see, I'm not into this thing to say those who took the land long time ago and now they are with their grandkids must give us back the land just like that. There must be respect, but people must understand that, yes, this is where we came from.
Yeah.
But you can't just have all those hectares of land. You must give to somebody
Imagine
who has...
over 1,000 hectares of land.
Yeah, give to somebody who has capacity because we are in the same country. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are in the same country. Yes, we reconcile. And you also understood that it was not right that the colonial process took place. Now that is the past. Now let's talk about how our kids now gonna develop this country.
But you know, I think the problem also comes in from accountability because many of these colonizers, you know, these countries that colonized Africa once, they lack that sense of responsibility to say, yes, we did this. Yes, it was a genocide. Yeah. Yes, we were, you know, we were dictators.
Yeah.
They lack that kind of accountability. So also to some sense, many of the people who still own this land today, they did not see it as a way that their ancestors colonized the country. They just saw it as a way, maybe they were just here seeking for business.
Yeah.
They still don't have that mindset to say we were in the wrong.
Yeah.
So if a person is already not thinking like I acquired this through a wrongdoing, they are not obviously going to be, you know, an easy way for them to give it up because to them, where they are coming from their point of view, they were not in the wrong and they didn't acquire that in an unlawful way.
Yeah.
So for them also, there's that kind of little less lack of accountability that's there also that kind of governs them at the time.
I think it's just, you know what could have been done, which we are not going back anymore. What could have been done, especially in most of the African countries, especially when they start gaining their independence. Because we went on the table and negotiated. It was a negotiation.
Yeah.
And people were very, I think they were very tired also, some of them. The negotiation was, okay, you went to fight. Because negotiation is a give and take.
Mm-mm.
Okay, we negotiate on the election. Okay, everyone's going to vote. Everyone's going to be what? There's reconciliation in A, B, C, and D. But what is the main focus on the table? You know what happened? They bring this thing to say, in Namibian constitution, if you look at which act is that? I think, Article 16 on property right. They say no. When it comes to chapter 3, I don't know where that thing comes from. Because Kave, if the law is not on my side, why should I keep it?
Yeah.
They say no. Chapter 3 of Namibian constitution, even the best lawyer in Namibia can tell, no, we are not going to touch that. If something is wrong, it's just wrong, and people will not explain. They will not explain to you. They will just say no, you know, chapter 3 of the Namibia Constitution, and that is now the heart of everything. And those negotiators, they were very clever to say no. If we just put this clause, no one can change this land or property right, and you cannot just take land from somebody unless it was in a lawful manner through the state. That's why if you block me there, I will not move forward anymore. But you know what happened in Zimbabwe, Kave?
Oh yeah.
You know, you know, Zimbabwe was one of the most progressive countries in Southern Africa. It was even better than South Africa. It was beating South Africa in terms of trade, especially in the agricultural sector.
Yeah.
Even when you go there now, their land is still arable. It's only that they don't have now really enough or equipped, but they are picking up now. But they don't have now high standard equipment. And the problem is also these sanctions. They cannot sell to international market. Zimbabwe was doing very well. I think 19, because 1980. Mm-mm. Because from 1980 to 1990, Zimbabwe was already moving fast.
Yeah.
Was doing very well. Then the problem is that, you know, I think Mugabe was also very clever, but he did not have an option. Because, you know, when they were in exile,
yeah,
there is always this generation, they call them, you know, Chimurenga or veteran. Those veterans, they say, no, uncle, do you remember when you were fighting there? Because now it's 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
They also put the same process in Namibia. So mm-hmm. say, no, it's wedding buyer, wedding seller.
Yeah.
Then in 1990, they say, no, comrade Robert, Mugabe, you remember why we were in exile? You understand most.
Mm.
But this process of wearing power, wearing sir, is not working. Then I think he negotiated with them very well.
Yeah.
But in 2000, these guys, they said they are very tired. That's why what they did, it was really unthinkable. But you can just see that the process was not handled very well.
Mm-hmm.
Because he also, there was an agreement to say he's going to facilitate this process of people are giving back land to black people in a facilitated way, and they're also getting fundings.
Mm.
And Britain was funding this thing.
Mm-mm.
Then things were not working. I don't know if the funds stopped or whatever happened. People just took pangas and next. They say, no, Kave is from BC1 Ochikoto. From what to Chuarongo, this one is David. And that was not, it was not a fair process.
Yeah.
But that's why now that thing just collapsed. So, you know, you are not going to trade with you anymore. You are not going to sell to our EU market. USA, you are not going to do that. And that's why other countries now, they are very scared touching that area of land.
Mm.
They are very scared. And most of these countries, they keep this thing of wearing by wearing seller.
Yeah.
Until in 2018, Namibia said, no, this thing, no, it's not working. It's really not working at all.
Yeah.
And there's also a lot of, I think, underground deals.
Mm.
There's a lot of underground deals when you talk about acquisition of land,
mm.
because land was supposed to go straight to those who are really previously disadvantaged, or those who have capacity to do commercial.
Mm.
Now the group of elite who are very closer to, it can be investors. They play their deals there.
Yeah.
That's why if I own a commercial farm, then I just make it my luxury residence.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't come to me.
Yeah.
And that is what's happening to a lot of people, and it's really killing us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's also those reasons why civil society is now absent from that conversation. Or a lot of people really don't want to talk about it, or they don't want to contribute to it, because they know it's those underground deals at the end of the day. And it seems as though you're going to get in trouble before you even try. So, you know, it has now created that mindset in society where it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
And we have given up and we've lost hope. And it's because of these things, like, really, who owns the land? But then once we unpack who owns the land, how do we get back our land when there are so many laws and policies that really, you know, kind of are like a stopping block in our way of getting back the land that we are supposed to be, you know, living on?
Yeah. When you look at South Africa, when you look at Namibia, we have a lot of these commonalities, especially in our past. That's why the process was almost the same thing. When you look at how they started EFF, it's almost the same as how in Namibia they started LPM. It's land issue. It's always land issue. But with when you look at EFF, these guys are very, they have what we call apparently non-negotiable cardinal pillars. They say no, land without compensation, what we want mines, what. They have a list of things which they put in.
Mm.
Then they convince almost everyone in South Africa. Then there was a point even ANC was willing to support, you know, expropriation of land without compensation. Because when people are saying expropriation of land without compensation, it doesn't sound as it is.
Mm.
It doesn't mean that Kave, you took my farm, I'm going to take it away from you without you getting something.
Mm.
It only means that because you developed this farm, what is the value of your investment?
Mm.
Then we are going to give you the money, then we are going to share. Or you have 2,000 hectares of land, then we are going to cut it, but we are still going to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not really to say it's at its sound. Then, you know, a lot of investors, they were willing to pull out in South Africa. And you know who are these guys? These are the guys who have money.
Mm.
Then people, everyone went under the table. Then the situation remained the same. Now, that is something, that is now something which needed discussion of another day. But if we really want to, because we need to move, because it's 35 years, we are still an economically unequal country. We are still having the same problem that we had in 1990. Although there are some improvement, which you cannot really say something did not happen. But if you are running away from very important issues, we are still going to have the same thing. I'm still going to be 70 years old and I'll tell my kid, my great kids the same thing.
Yeah.
Which, to say, no, this is what happened and this is where the situation is.
Mm.
Because especially, I think, I don't want to say our politicians, we in Namibia, I think we don't have really good negotiators.
Mm.
Because you need to negotiate with a person. Because you lose on the table.
Yeah.
You're just discussing and laughing, then 80% of the mind is gone. Yeah. We need people who can really negotiate.
Yeah.
Because in office, I mean, on the table, we lose a lot of times.
That's true.
Yeah. Big time we lose.
Mm.
It's the same process which happened in 1990. It's the same process which happened also in South Africa.
Yeah.
Because people is like, I don't know if they forget or. It's just a battle that we really need to find a way how to win it.
It's true.
Yeah.
And I think also for the government of Namibia, one of the main priorities is that we want to attain peace in the country.
Yeah.
Maybe that's also one of the reasons why I really don't touch so much on that topic. But then, these are things that you're going to have to go through if you want to see change to some extent.
Yeah. And the other thing, I think our dear listeners, they must understand us very well. Tackling the issue without hating somebody, it can be done.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you can tackle the issue without hating somebody, but you must convince a person. Mm-hmm. You must convince a person and make a person understand. And you must also say, let's build this country together.
Mm.
This is what your uncle have done. And you cannot deny it. It's not something which is... And yes, that thing we forget, we are not going back anymore.
Mm.
This is what your uncles have done. This is where we are going.
Mm.
And this is, if we want to move forward, this is what you need to do. Then it's easy as that. But if you are just sitting on the table, then you come back and say, no, we were discussing with who about rent policy and it's a win-win situation. Everything is moving. And that way of win-win situation, it pains me, especially when somebody is coming from a negotiation and telling me it's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
Because Kaveh...
There's no way it will ever be a win-win.
No, it can be. It can be. It can be a win-win situation. Before we go to a commercial break, there was... I think it's News 24 of South Africa.
Mm.
News 24, what they did in 2019, it's not an investigation research. They came into Namibia and they were looking at a few data about who own a land.
Mm.
Then they come to the conclusion to say 70% of commercial land is still owned by white farmers in Namibia. Just I think after 2 or 4 days, there was a counter argument online from Namibia fact check. I said, no.
I think I read something about that actually. Yeah.
Then they said, no. You are false and what? And you can see that, okay, it could be that they are wrong.
Mm.
But why so fast a response? Why so fast a response? What's going on? Let's just talk. Yeah, because Kaveh, I can be in argument with you, ne?
Mm.
Then you pressure me down. Do you really think I still don't have hold my point?
Mm.
I can still have it and say no. I can still have it and go where I'm going, and people can see it. But that reaction it was really not at the understandable time. It was supposed at least after maybe a few months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's go to a commercial break, and we are going to give opportunity to our callers to engage us, and yeah.
The festive season comes with... The festive season comes with a lot of traveling. Whether you're driving out of town, making a dash to the store, or simply crossing the street, Ensure your safety by adhering to all the road rules during the holiday season. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
Ipuranenge no wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihoetike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo, o tukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa, nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko, derewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu matatu, o mafelane Eagle FM. The eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic segment. This is Lecture Hall 1 with Kave and David.
Yeah, we are continuing with our program. We discussed the issue of economic interest. We discussed the issue of land, yeah, particularly who own Namibian land. And we are also looking at, possible solutions and or what need to be done from now on, because it has been 35 years. And we have tried all the mechanisms, especially the recommended, apparently within the context of the law, there was a policy of willing buyer, willing seller. Who is willing to? Because the main focus was redistribution.
Mm-hmm.
After it was war. We won the war. We negotiated. Then we agreed to say no. Okay, those of you who were on this side, there's a policy of reconciliation. Let us build Namibia together.
Mm.
But don't forget, we are coming from colonial bondage. We were not, even our education system was not at the point of as where you are.
Yeah.
But now we are sitting here to say, okay, guys, let's come on the table and this is what's going to be done. In the next 10 years, we have this target to say around, for example, 10,000 people are going to be resettled, or there will be land redistribution through government and, those who own the land illegally by then, but they are now Namibians.
Mm.
Then that system collapsed. Did not work at all. Imagine if people will listen to the guy I told you who did that, it was just a study man for a master's. It was just a study. Then in 2004, he's already saying, no, this one is also bringing underground corruption.
It's what he's saying.
Mm. It's bringing underground corruption, and it's not working.
Mm.
He's saying it's not working. Then until to come to the point to say no, let's just abolish the system. Mm. Do you know what was replaced by what? By the police of willing buyer, willing seller. It was replaced by nothing.
Yeah,
because what was communicated there is to say now we are going to only redistribute the land in the context of the law. It was a political statement.
Mm.
And let's talk about what is the view of Maybe Gavin, you can tell me. What is the view of landowners, especially those who own commercial land or the those who benefited from colonial land acquisition? What are they thinking? Do they maybe have a different view or what?
Yeah, you know, David, it's different views all over because, yes, you will find the people who, you know, they have taken accountability that, yes, we acquired this land through inheritance, even though at the time maybe it was unlawful. Mm-hmm. But now we are Namibians and mm-hmm. we sympathize with the country about its colonial past mm-hmm. and we understand where the country wants to go.
Yeah.
There are those people in society who won't, you know, turn our blind eye to them.
And
the true citizens that really, you know, sympathize at that level. But then also within the country, we do have people who really do not really understand the impact of the colonial rule over Namibia. Mm. They do not understand the trauma that it caused. They do not understand that we now have to, you know, advocate for national pride. We have to now advocate for to change our whole mindset because we are living with this traumatic experience of the colonial times upon us and their reign upon us. And there are now people who, to this day, you know, to this day, own these vast areas of land. And even as you drive by the Grootfontein area, you know, all those farms that you are seeing there.
Yeah.
And these are farms that contain wildlife, by the way.
Indeed.
So they are at a very good advantage. They can commercialize it. They can turn it into lodges. They can,
you
know, they can do all these things with their land. And it's a good thing for them. But then to say that when you come on these properties, you know, you feel as if
you're in another country.
you don't feel like you are in Namibia and being welcomed. You know, it feels this kind of atmosphere to say that, you know, these people are even sympathetic. They don't even sympathize to say.
But what are they thinking about? Do they think colonialism was fair, or do they think it was another way?
Actually, I watched a video, so I'll speak on this one account. I'm not saying that everybody is like that.
Yeah.
But then from this one account that I did watch, there was two young men who went to one of his farms and they wanted to go visit their ancestors' graves because they were in the farm.
Mm.
So when they arrived, you know, they were greeted obviously in a very, like, "Oh, this private property, what are you doing here?
What do they say? They say, wait, don't trespass.
Yes, exactly, don't trespass.
Yeah.
So the young man, you know, he recounted that, okay, we tried to explain ourselves. Yeah. Like, no, we know where the graves are. We just want to go pay our respects.
Mm-hmm.
But then, however, they were told that, no, this is private property. So for you to even go there, you have to make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come back another day, you know, pay $500. But this is within Namibia, you know, and this is a place, it's private property, we understand, but then on your private property there are graves, you know, that belong to other people's ancestors.
But how do they think they acquired?
How do
they
think?
How do they think they acquired? Was it legal or they think it's business?
I think at this point in time they do think it's business, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe they see it as a way that colonial oppression was seen as a business investment, you know. They were trying to apparently bring up the African countries up to development, and that's how some people see it. Even some people don't recognize it for what it was, which was basically a genocide or oppression or force within, you know, our African continent.
No, I think especially in, you know, the case of land, the case of natural resources, it goes with a lot of resources. Because if you talk about a country being free, you can't be free if you don't have anything. You can't be free living only in peace, because if you analyze it very, very, very well, then you listen to people with when you look at their view, they look like directly opposite views about, it can be about liberation, it can be about how we do things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are in a society and you are looking at people who have, It's not funny view. It's just unique views. And in most cases, these guys are being criticized. If you go to South Africa, it's a different thing. If you go to, they are being criticized because they are seeing what a lot of people are not seeing.
Mm.
Especially, how do you handle economic resources? How do you get land? How do we solve the issues of red line without not looking at what? The negative part. Do you really have bold politicians or bold negotiators who can say, no, we are standing here, no matter what, we are going to use, because this is going to be, it's a democratic battle. There is no more a way of using fights and whatsoever. How do you negotiate your resources and give it to your people? Because we have resources, but people are still begging to say, no, give our people 20% of the job in that project. It was supposed to be a must.
Yeah.
Give our people 20% from that project and maybe give us 15%. You are supposed to negotiate to say, no, these are my minerals. You either take it or you leave it. These are my minerals. You either take it or leave it. Or, okay, I can negotiate with you. Then we are going to meet here.
Mm-mm.
Not them coming with a document. And had we have people like that? Because if you look at the Botswana, yeah. Botswana have a different case. Botswana, they stand, then you can think whatever you think. They have a standing policy on mineral resources. They have standing policy on a lot of things, on crimes.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. If you do something in Botswana, they will deal with you.
Indeed.
Yeah. Imagine now, Botswana have some of the harsh, punishments, especially when you commit a crime. It can be littering, can be anything. But they still manage to maintain relationship with other countries.
Yeah.
Because why? They are bold, and they know what they want. We still maintain relationship with the US. They maintain relationship with other countries, and you can just see to say no, these guys they are very futuristic. And when you have resources, I think stability is also coming. When you have resources, but now it's like you are hiding a burning fire under a basket.
Yeah.
But you're not solving a problem at all. Indeed. It will still come. It may not come at your time, but it will still come because it's not solved.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the same issue we're fighting for, okay, we got political independence. Yeah, we got, a lot of rights, we got them. Opportunities, we are the same, we can go to the same school with anybody else. We can go to the same education system.
Mm-hmm.
Although you can still have things here and there. But where is the bread? And where is the butter?
Exactly.
Yeah, that is a question that even our callers need to answer or contribute to.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Our studio number is 083-288-401. That is, of course, 083-288-401.
Yeah.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
Ipurane ngino wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pombwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashia kengeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe mbali heari nola natu. Heari bali no heari ile ko derewa. Nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM VI.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Yes, welcome to Business and Economic segment. Today we talk about, matter of economic interest. We're focusing on land. We're also looking at colonial legacy. We're looking at what is left, They say the system, the colonial master cannot be visible anymore. However, they leave their legacy, and it's reminding us on what have happened and the suffering that everyone have gone through. But one thing which is very important, especially when it's come to the history of heritage, is that heritage is not only for remembrance and understanding of history of your country. It's also where your national pride is, and it's also bringing people together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at when countries change, when a new leader come into power, or when a country went through certain change, you see like independence, you see statues going down, flanks being changed. Then we have a new government in place.
Mm.
Flanks are being changed. Statues are being demolished.
Mm-mm.
But in Namibia, we were so honoring, especially, history of colonial legacy. There are things that you cannot destroy.
Mm.
But there are things that you can replace, or you can honor, not really to say your heroes, people of importance who did something in your country so that they can motivate others.
Mm.
Just like when we were in the north, we used to hear no winduka apparently Oshirongo Shomache Garondroka. I used to think maybe that guy who is that statue of the guy, I thought the guy was the Herero. Because they said no. Yeah, Oshirongo Shomache Garondroka. But when you start understanding history, then you realize that this guy was one of the, the German soldier who was celebrating, a victory, apparently, after genocide.
Wow.
Then he said, oh, now, but after many deliberation, I think it's really something which people realize to say, no, this much must Rondroka. he must calm down.
He must
calm down because he's, reminding us on what have happened.
Mm.
Because for you to move forward, you must also have this thing of you have confidence, and you have also pride in the people that you are in your country, not to be remained of what have happened.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
and I think it's going to be a big step for us to start there, because it will truly show that we're not promoting colonialism.
Yeah,
we're not still trying to live under the impression that these colonizers are superior to us in any kind of way.
Yeah,
and I feel like us reforming or changing these names, these street names, these town names, these statues, it's going to be kind of like a bold statement to say that we are taking back our control.
Yeah,
we are taking back our leadership to say that we are in control now, so we don't have to some regard, honor you or preserve your history anymore, because it's a painful past that we don't want to reflect on.
Yeah.
And if we are going to have statues up in our country, I think it should be of heroes rather than people who did damage to the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why can we not put up our heroes as statues,
as
street names, as town names?
Yeah.
If we have to name them after anybody, why can we not use our own examples, our own pure examples of revolutionaries?
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
What colonialism does to the mind is that they give you a picture. They give you a picture that is very difficult for you to recover. Even your kids are going to suffer if you don't liberate yourself from that mindset. Because not to be a racist, I never thought until I went to university. Because I knew we have same level of intelligence, but I never think I can be on top of somebody who have a different color as mine in a test.
Yeah.
Then when you start knowing people and see, to say, no, this guy can even get 25 out of 100 in a test, then I can get 80. Mm. I think we are just the same.
Yeah.
But we are coming from a very different background, a background of operation and other things. Where we are there at names. I'm very happy about the renaming committee. I think City of Windhoek, they are doing their best, and I'm also thinking they are also faced with a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because last year I was very happy to attend the renaming of the headquarters of City Police.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the headquarters of City Police, it was named after the founding city police chief, Abraham Kanime.
Mm.
And the mayor made a very interesting statement to say, no, these things, they are remaining as of, coronial operation.
Mm.
They are reminding us of a dark history, and now we are renaming this after this man.
Mm.
And you can see there is development. But if Cave, you go to academia, because academia, the naming of academia, is a very good name. Because academia, it means that it's a place of, maybe knowledge.
Mm.
Because we are in academia, in academics. And most, if not all, these street names, they are named after, scholars.
Mm.
These are the scholars from other countries. Those old scholars, Aristotle, he's a Greek guy.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote good books, yes. Aristotle, Socrates, all those philosophers, Plato, and everyone.
Yeah.
But now you can say, okay, after 35 years of independence, don't we have African scholars? Or don't we have Namibian scholars?
Mm.
We have Namibian scholars. We have professors there. We have even people who are not professors, but they contributed to academics.
Mm.
We have a few Namibians who wrote, books. Few Namibians, why are you happy to name your street name Aristotle instead of naming it Abraham Yambo, for example, or somebody else who was a best teacher maybe in the country, or a best school principal, because if you name the street Aristotle and then you ask yourself this, when you go to the US, how many of the street names just even have one Namibian name or one African name who is a scholar? I doubt if there is one. If there is one, it's not even 1% of those streets.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because it also brings us to say, if you are also talking about academia, or you talk about the intellectual capacity of us Namibians, it also means that only people from Greek can think.
Mm.
Only English people can think. And it's really putting us down without us knowing.
Yeah.
Also, I cannot name my kid Aristotle. I know I read a lot of things about him, but why should I do that? Why should I do that?
Mm.
Yeah, maybe somebody who is black man. Or maybe somebody, not really to say, somebody who is at least familiar.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because I'm from that, colonial trauma. We are still dealing with issues which our parents or we're supposed to deal with.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, I feel like also we're just going to have to change our mindset, really, because
while,
some people are here trying to rename things as a way to show that we are not really under the colonial oppression anymore, we don't honor it, it was a painful experience. We have those people in society whose mindsets are still colonized, I'll say.
Mm.
Because I remember a few years back when they were renaming the Kaprivi region to Zambezi, we had people protesting. To say, why are they doing this? They did not consult us. But we are trying to remove, the name of a colonizer and give you your own name of something.
We are bringing you home.
Yeah, we're bringing you back home.
Yeah.
But then in society, we have people who will stand up and who will protest against things. Yeah, why are you naming the station Kanime? What did Kanime
why
do?
Not why not Devet?
Yeah, why not Devet?
Yeah.
Who is Devet to you? Like, that's the question.
Yeah.
Devet is who is Devet? Where did Devet come from? Is he an African person?
Yeah.
These are the type of mindset that we have to really change within society.
Yeah.
And we have to come at the position to say, if we are going to want our country to change and if we want to influence the future generations about the importance of independence and how to retain their independence and to develop the country at that length, we're going to have to change this kind of mindset.
Because if you are still coming from Katutura, which is a place which was not established with peace,
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of fight there, then you take your way, you can take any way.
Yeah.
Not to Windhoek West, then you take John Maynard.
Yeah.
It's a very long street.
Mm.
Then you ask yourself, who is this guy John Maynard? Just ask yourself, who is John Maynard? And why is he so very important in Namibia?
Mm.
But when you go deep down, then you realize, no, this guy was the mayor of Windhoek, I think of 1930-something there.
Yeah.
What did he do so good that the name is still here?
Yeah.
John Maynard. Why can't you even put that Tequera there?
Yeah, or David Shombe.
or Jackson Kawewa. but you realize to say, no, I'm still walking, I'm still driving in that John Maynard street. One way or the other, I think you are still connected to where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
What did John Maynard did to maybe our parents?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do to the system?
Yeah.
Was John Maynard really good about equality? what you mean is supporting, you know, free education to black and white kids.
Mm.
But why should I take that street when I'm coming to town? Sometimes I'm even, you know, you take the... it's really something which, you know, we need to look at.
Yeah.
And that can only come with the coloniality of mind.
Mm.
And I want the listeners to get us very well. When you are bringing up this conversation, when you are bringing up this topic, we are not for taking sides, but we are trying to make sure that when the moment you understand the importance of your identity, mm. the moment you understand your history,
yeah.
it's easy for you to be among anybody. Whether it's black, white, Asian, or whoever, it's mm. easy for you because you know where you come from.
Mm.
Yeah.
And also, like, yeah. the architecture per se, because when you travel to a town like Swakopmund, for example,
yeah.
you can see a lot of the colonial resemblance
yeah,
to
yeah.
Germany, because yeah. it was built in that style. You
yeah.
know, a lot of the buildings,
yeah.
things like the Hansa Hotel, you know, yeah. it's one of our upscale hotels
yeah.
in the country today. But yeah. then, you know, the infrastructure, the way that yeah. it's developed, you'll yeah. think you're in a mini German country yeah. or, you know, you're somewhere in the Western world.
Yeah.
Like, you won't think that you're in Namibia, you know, a country that's supposed to be reflective of the Sub-Sahara, the all these things that we
yeah.
are.
Yeah, but I think there, you know, Kabe, sometimes I think it's the same if you travel to Ruderitz.
Mm-mm.
It's still, you know, Ruderitz. The design and architecture is a German, because it was most dominated by a German resident. But you realize to say there are some things which colonialism brought indirectly,
mm.
which you can also leverage on.
Yeah.
Because those things are to me, they are of high quality.
Mm.
Maybe because I don't think they were built for black people.
Mm.
They were not built for black people.
Yeah.
But okay, you left us a good design. Or maybe some construction of some bridges
mm.
or roads. You can really say they are high quality.
Yeah, we can utilize it.
But what was the intention? The intention was to use it to so that you can the guns can be transported smoothly, so that we are going to be hit on that side.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, but you can leverage to say, okay, but this is something of quality that you left us.
Mm.
Something of quality that you left us. Some of the things you cannot really say, no, everything must go.
Mm.
Because we can build on that. Especially, you know, building and design. Yeah, that one I don't think to me it's not a problem.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, to me it's a building of high quality. When you look at this, what's the name of this church? There's a long name, man.
The one in Windhoek.
Yeah, the one which is closer to Independence Memorial Museum.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but you can see they're saying it's around 100 years old. Mm. But you say no, these guys they in terms of building they were very good.
Yeah.
Can I also maybe imitate this one? With Namibian characteristics.
Mm.
So, yeah, but there are things which, I don't want to say they did good, but there are things that you can imitate. But most of the things, especially which is, you know, can make a person to forget his or her identity. Me, I'm not in support with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. And we are left with 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should just wrap it up before we have to hand over the mic to Tetelana Luvanda.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the question on the table was, of course, has Namibia, you know, truly, truly developed or truly grown from its colonial bondage?
What is the answer?
We'll leave it open for discussion.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's so many attributes, there's so many things that you have to look at when you're talking about that. And also, really, who owns Namibia? Who owns the land?
Hmm.
And once we have established who really owns it, you know, is it the people who inherited it from the colonial ancestors?
Mm.
Is it the government? Is it you and I? Is it yeah. private investors?
Mm.
Who really owns the land of Namibia? And how do we, you know, the others now who really are not at a position to say that we own the land, how do we also claim back our land so that it's yeah. beneficial to everybody?
Yeah. I think, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to us. Until next time, see you Monday.
Mm.
Same time, same place. And yeah, enjoy the rest of your programs. Never forget to follow us on our social media, Eagle FM Namibia. Look at Twitter, look at Facebook, and then all other social media platforms. You will get LinkedIn, Eagle FM Namibia. Then you'll be up to date with the economic news, be up to date with you know, current affairs discussion, local and international news.
Mm.
Have
indeed.
A good night.
Have yourself a good weekend.
Yeah, weekend also.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
Ipurane ngino wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebito da njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo, o tukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushe ndife nawa, nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona, Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafelane Eagle FM VI.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
Ipurane ngino wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebito da njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo, o tukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushe ndife nawa, nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona, Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, o mafelane Eagle FM VI.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja
at 104.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere uliko ni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamoili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali hea bi nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere uliko ni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamoili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali hea bi nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Dear listeners, we have some, technical issues at Ondangwa. And I think Mr. Nalovanda will be with you in a very short period of time. Yeah, let us continue with our discussion regarding the aspect of, who owned the land, and what are some of the things that need to be done, especially regarding land ownership in Namibia. Talk about, colonial legacy. And after 35 years, how can we build our economy inclusively? And how to prioritize access to resources and the aspect also of reducing the inequality in Namibia. For those of you who don't understand, especially when coming to the aspect of inequality, when it's coming to the aspect of inequality in Namibia, is still the second second highest Aniqua country in the world, and land is one of the main issue which inhibit our progress in terms of economic development.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
Ipuranenge no wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihoetike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo, o tukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushe ndife nawa, nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko derewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu matatu, o mafelane Eagle FM. The eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.